I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like spooky times. And we really like
self-care for yourself.
What did you do this week for self-care?
This week for self-care, I went on a little bachelorette trip for sister-in-law Katie.
I wasn't able to make it.
It was fun. I needed some sunshine and I got a little bit of a tan. So
like you're not going to see me translucently. So
I was so proud of myself that I didn't burn.
Yeah.
Cause you know, like there's always like one person who burns like the first day.
And none of us burned. You.
None of us burned. We did really good. Look at us being adults.
I mean, everyone's got to have one. You got to have one.
We got to have sunscreen. So yeah. It was nice to just like kind of be near the ocean and like have some margaritas.
Yeah. That's always good. That's always good.
Yeah. What'd you do?
It wasn't like this week, but my healing was this week. I skied. I actually skied physically. You were there.
I was there.
I had a meltdown first day because I had a shitty instructor.
He sucked.
He literally left me. Also, if you fall skiing, it's really hard to get up. I don't care what anyone says.
I feel like that should be like part of the teaching
instructions. Yeah. So I had a hard time getting up. So anyways, but I destroyed my spine. We had to go get I had to go to an orthopedic surgeon and get a scan of my spine.
Oh, what happened?
Oh.
Like from falling or what?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I couldn't walk.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm on steroids right now.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I fell and like my shit was fucked, basically. It was like I couldn't have you ever like slept on a remote control? Like in the night and then you wake up the next day and like there's like that phantom pain of like
Yeah,
I had that really bad, really bad for 5 days.
Oh my God.
I was waking up at 4 a.m. whining.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what was it? Like,
we don't know. It was a strain. It was a strain. Like,
okay.
So she gave me muscle relaxers and steroids.
Oh.
But I didn't break any of my hardware. We got a scan of my hardware and stuff like that. That's so good. But I skied.
So is the steroids to like reduce like inflammation or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I'm almost done with it.
It's like mad.
Yeah, it's been rough. Like I'm better now, but like I couldn't sleep. I couldn't lay on my side. It was awful. And like a heating pad, and they're like, "You shouldn't have done heating. You should have done cold." I was like, "I don't know." So yeah, I went skiing, but I healed my back. So the self care is like my rods aren't broken. So I was like, I needed to know that.
That's good.
My self care was knowledge.
My self care was knowing I wouldn't die.
But skiing was fun. It's just a lot scarier than I thought it was going to be. It's scary.
Yeah, I can't imagine like learning as an adult.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, mom and dad. You were like, you lived in Colorado. I was like, talk to Karen and Jack. So, yep, we went skiing and it was fun. And afterwards, it was not fun.
So, are you going to do it again?
Probably.
Okay. Well, that's good.
But now I know kind of what I'm doing.
Yeah. So, you've got like the basis, like the groundwork.
Yeah. So, and if I hurt my back, I have muscle relaxers. So,
yeah.
It's a thing. Sorry, I like keep hiccuping and I don't know what's going on.
Oh. Well, what are you going to tell me about today?
So this week I am going to tell you a awful story about Nathan Carman.
Yeah, I don't know. Not ringing a bell.
Not ringing a bell? All right. So my story's a little bit all over the place, but I'm like back to this, back to that, because there's a really good Netflix documentary that I watched and it was incredible. It was chock full of information.
Okay.
And just I read up a lot on it. So it was like it was really interesting. So in 2016, the Coast Guard received a call that two people were missing that were from Rhode Island that were going on a sailing trip to go fishing south of Block Island. From my research, it seems like it's 33 miles from the shore on Block Island. And the two were supposed to go south of that area. Just there's a few. There's Block Island and then there's like Block Caymans or something. I don't know. I'll get to it. But that's where they were supposed to be. That's kind of like the target area. So Nathan wanted to go more south and he was the only child of Linda and Clark Carmen. He was born in 1994, and during this fishing trip, he was 22 and Linda was 55. At a young age, Nathan was diagnosed with low needs or high functioning. The terms with autism change.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's low needs, sometimes it's high functioning. Yeah. I actually talked to somebody with an autistic son and said, what do you prefer? And she said both.
Yeah.
She says it changes all the time. So I was like, I just wanted to be like,
correct.
You know, correct. Yeah. So, he was a hard kid to raise. He was diagnosed at the age of 4 or 5, kind of in that area, and he had a really hard time making friends.
Aww.
So when he was younger, his mom bought a horse, and basically that horse was one of his only friends. And like a lot of people use horse therapy.
Well, yeah. It's horses like a common thing. Magical creatures.
Yeah.
They're the most magical of the non-magical creatures.
Have you seen one with a horn on its head? It's called a unicorn, and they are magical. So him and his mom just didn't really get along. At one point, he moved out of the house and lived in a camper in the front yard.
Oh.
And he stopped leaving the camper. Like, he would come in intermittently to, like, use the bathroom or, like, eat dinner, whatever, and then he'd go back to the camper because he didn't want to be around his mom.
Oh.
And he got to the point where he was peeing in a bottle.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So he was just acting out and just not acting right, basically. In fact, at one point, they sent him to a wilderness camp.
Oh, no.
Which we know how controversial these are.
This one wasn't a shitty one.
I think it probably wasn't great, but they didn't know what to do.
Okay.
So in this, I'm like, oh, that's not great. They did it. But I think they did a lot of research and they're like, this is the only chance we got.
Right. Well, and I think back in the day, it was so like
normalized, more normal.
I mean, they lied about what they were doing. And then there was a whole bunch of abuse in those camps. And not all of them. But a lot of them.
Majority of them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, if you don't know, like,
I just think they didn't really have any other options.
And they make those wilderness camps or whatever make it seem like, you know, like this is the last, like,
resort
kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like 100%. They prey on people like that.
And yeah, these people are desperate.
Yeah.
So
they're like, I just need my kid to, like, be okay. And like, I understand that you want the best for your kid, but
and clearly something's going on if he's like not leaving the camper and stuff and just acting out. So him and Linda went sailing all the time. It was something they both really enjoyed doing. However, since her and Nathan kind of had a weird relationship, when she would go sailing, she would let family members know that they went sailing just so people knew.
Well, yeah, that's like safety things. Yeah.
But she wanted them to stay in contact with her because of their volatile relationship.
Like she thought he would do something or just normal safety things.
If I don't message you by tomorrow morning, please check in kind of thing, you know, which is sad because that's her son. So because of this, one of the family members contacted the Coast Guard when they did not receive any information like pretty right away.
Okay.
And she hadn't texted them back or called them. I'm not really sure. But they combed 62 square nautical miles right away. I don't know what that means, but they kept saying nautical after miles. And I'm like, okay.
I think that just means like in the ocean, right?
Yeah. I was just like, okay.
Ocean miles.
So they looked restlessly for multiple days. It only took 6 days for the search to be called off.
Uh-oh.
With no information.
With nothing? Okay. Mm-hmm.
However, 8 days after that, so 2 days after the search was called off, they found Nathan floating on a life raft in very, very good shape.
Uh-oh.
He wasn't emaciated, nothing. He was in great. He wasn't
dehydrated or like.
Not dehydrated. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Might I add, about 100 miles south of Martha's Vineyard, which was more than 100 miles south of Block Island.
Oh.
Just kind of in that area. Like, I'll try to include a map.
That's like a pretty long distance, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
To but, just be like, okay.
Yeah. To just be
on chilling. A fucking yeah. life raft.
Yeah. So. They immediately questioned him, like the police did, and they had told them he had told them that their boat basically had filled with a lot of water suddenly, and he went to the lifeboat and he couldn't find his mom. This wasn't a big boat. This wasn't a big boat.
This wasn't a yacht.
This wasn't a yacht. And it wasn't a limo. Sorry guys, that's a little funny joke. It was not a yacht. It was basically like a boat. But
like it had like a motor.
Sure.
Because they're like, or wait, no, it's yeah. a sailboat.
Or
they were sailing, right?
I don't really know. But I know like they.
It's basically, not a huge boat.
It's not a boat where she's like on a different level. It's not yeah. like a cruise ship or something. She's or like
go down to the like bedroom or whatever.
Yes.
It's like a one level situation.
Yes, exactly.
You could see each other from all points yeah. of the boat.
They're probably like the size of this room.
Yeah. Okay.
Like. I would be able to see you.
Yeah.
So, he just couldn't find his mom. And again, not a big boat. It's just that didn't really make sense. They're like, well, what do you mean you didn't see your mom?
Find her,
like, and he's like, I couldn't find her. Idiots. What are you talking about? And they're like,
okay, but like,
no, baby girl. Like, what do you mean?
Like she was in the water. And you couldn't find her. Like,
and he said he got on the lifeboat and he just never saw his mom again. His mom never came to the lifeboat.
Right. Sure.
I know. I'm just sitting here, like, I'm sitting here with my hand up, like, I don't, like, I don't know what to say, because that's, like, I have...
seeming sketch.
Just a little bit. So, they said when they rescued him, they saw him, they, like, had pictures, we'll include that, too, and they were, like, he was able to grab onto the rope and, like, swim.
So he's not, like, weak and, like...
Yeah.
You know, tired yeah. from like treading the current or like trying to stay on the lifeboat and uh-huh. like
yeah.
survive.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
So, and I might mention that again, but I'm just like.
And like usually people are like really sunburned.
You yeah. know, like, and you're usually like.
Kind of delirious.
Yeah. After 8 days.
Just like.
No water?
In the sea. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'll get to why he did have water. So his dad came to get him right away and his dad said that he wanted to go home and be alone. And his dad was like, it makes sense.
Sure,
Nathan yeah. liked to be alone by himself all the time.
Well, and that potentially was a traumatic situation.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, your mom is lost at sea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe take some alone time.
Yeah. Maybe take a beat.
That's fine.
So it seems like right after this happened, he had talked to absolutely every news source he could.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh. That would have him. Like, there were so many, like, things where he was talking to, like, news people.
Why are you doing that?
And he said that he grabbed some food and he grabbed a water converter. And basically what that is it converts seawater to drinkable water. So that part, I was a little bit like, okay, so he did have water.
Survivor mode.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, was there like a storm or this is just like he randomly just lost his mom?
The boat just started filling up with water.
Okay, so there's no storm that would make that happen.
No.
Okay.
Boat filled up with water.
I just want to make sure I was clear.
Nope. I know. Nope.
Okay.
It's crazy. So he was able to be hydrated, which I think helped. So he was a hero who went through a lot, right? Right? I just want to stare at you. It's like, what is negative? Like, stop looking at me. He was in unusually good health. So the police did a search because something just didn't seem right.
Yeah.
His unusually good health. And like they like processed him and he was like, good to go.
I'm like, why are you telling everyone?
And he's like, I rationed food. And they're like, well, what do you mean you rationed food? He's like, I rationed food. And they're like, okay.
And then it's like one thing to like tell news sources being like, oh my God, like this was crazy. Like, if anyone wants to help look for her, you know, like in a pleading kind of
way. It wasn't. It was in a.
But to frame it as like, I'm a hero. It's
who
weird.
Among us doesn't want to be regarded as a hero?
I mean, it's weird.
It's really weird. Yeah. So, yeah, it didn't something just didn't seem right.
Yeah.
And they were just wondering what would possess them to go to that area. And before they found Nathan, they like were like, this is like, the police were like, that's weird. Why are they going to that area? That doesn't make sense. So they did a search.
Okay.
And they found a list.
Uh-oh.
In Nathan's car about reasons he wouldn't want to talk to the police or deal with this.
What? But he already talked to them.
He wasn't found yet.
Oh.
Yeah, the police were like, oh, they're missing. That's weird. Because, like, you remember the family were like, we don't feel safe. So they did a search of his car and the house. I know. You're confused. It's confusing, is it not? So they did a search and he, like, talked about why he wouldn't want to talk to police.
Before he had been found.
Yeah, just randomly.
Okay.
Why do you need to make a list?
What was the list?
Have that list in your head. It was like,
why would you?
I don't like police officers. I don't want to keep going over this. It was really, no, you're making a face. I am on the same page. Just
keep that in your head.
Yeah.
You know?
You don't need to write it down. Why are you writing it down?
Keeping it in your car.
So the police were kind of surprised when he was willing to talk to them. They're like,
we thought you hated us.
We found your 13 reasons why. So we're confused, but they were like, we need to talk to you. And he was like, okay. And they're like, okay. They thought it was going to be kind of like a
struggle. Yeah. And then he was like, fine. And
you're like, by all means. Okay. So he said that he got bait to go fishing. However, they found the bait in the back of his car in a cooler that he had left in the back of his car when they went fishing.
Okay. So not starting out.
Didn't even bring it with them.
Okay. Yep.
So.
All right.
He was intending to go to Black Canyon. That's what I meant to say. Excuse me. Block Canyon, which is different from Block Island.
Okay.
I used voice to text and there are errors right now that I'm seeing. So Block Island is 33 miles. However, Block Canyon is 80 miles from there. So they were intending to go over 100 miles away from the mainland. It wasn't super for fishing. I mean, it wasn't super duper odd because they were like, it wasn't like their first time sailing, but it was like, it seemed a little far is what people said.
Just to go fishing.
Yeah. They were just like, they were experienced, sure, but it just.
Fish closer.
Yeah. Because that's where you can get like tuna and stuff like that. But it was just like, they were experienced, but why? For why is the question.
Mm-hmm.
So they asked him about the boat sinking. A little bit more in depth. He just said it started sinking. They're like, okay.
Okay, but like how?
Yeah. And he noticed that there was water. And they asked him if he did a distress signal to the Coast Guard, which you're supposed to do.
Sure.
And he was like, I would never, unless it was a life or death thing. And they're like, this is a life or death thing, but okay.
You lost your mom.
Because a few months earlier, he had called the Coast Guard for, like, running out of fuel.
Okay. The math ain't mathy.
Or something. It was, like, something that was innocuous. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was something like, it wasn't life or death. They're like, but your boat's sinking. But you
called it for this.
Yes, but not your boat.
Actual life or death situation.
Yeah. So. Immediately, Linda's sisters knew that Nathan had done something.
Yeah.
They were immediately like, I don't like this.
Yeah.
I don't care for this shit at all. So, I'm going to move to another little situation. So, his grandfather, John Schicatels, was a very wealthy man. He was a real estate developer. And he actually had a trust for his daughters that paid out $25,000 a month.
Whoa.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Damn, okay.
I would be living large. I would have a Ford Bronco fully paid off. So, John was a little bit odd. He was very close to Nathan, but he didn't believe in his autism diagnosis.
Okay.
Yeah, you know the people that are like, he's kooky. And it's like, no, he has a learning disability. Like, you know, and I hate that was like such a thing. They're like, they're a little bit strange. And it's like, no, they're experiencing a learning disability and they need help with it. No, they're just rub some dirt on it. That doesn't, no.
It's not how that works.
I just like, yeah. I was like, okay. And right when I like heard that, I was like, okay. So December 20th, 2013, the sinking of the boat was in 2016. So okay. This is why I'm like.
We're rewinding.
Yes. So December 20th, 2013, John was murdered.
Uh-oh.
And his daughter, Lane, who was a nurse, was the one to find him. And she immediately knew he was dead. He was shot execution style in his bed.
Oh, my God.
It was a very violent scene. They couldn't even tell, like, what exactly happened. That's how destroyed he was. Yeah. So immediately the question was, who did it? Yeah. And people were wondering if he had some weird, shady business dealings. Like, was it the mob?
Okay.
That's how weird it was. And like,
yeah, because like how out of nowhere.
Yeah, exactly. So Nathan really struggled with his grandpa's death because, like I told you, he was close.
Yeah.
But he was also the last one to see his grandpa alive.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So they brought everyone in for questioning because they had no leads. They're like, who did this? Yeah. And Nathan was inconsolable when they were asking him questions. Like they questioned him like that night. They were able to ask him questions, but he was like, well, how would you, it was something along the lines of like, well, how would you feel if your grandpa was shot in the head? And they're like, we didn't tell you what happened.
Uh-oh.
And he's like, well, I deduced he was murdered. Or had died by suicide from the way you guys were talking.
It was his head.
Yeah, he's like, I deduced that. And
you deduced it.
Yeah.
Okay.
From the way people were talking about it. They're like, he said he passed, but he it just sounded it, like that. Guys,
he deduced it
with his deducer. But yeah, he was inconsolable and they were asking him questions. And it just like he said that and they were like, that's weird.
Red flag.
And also... they said the way he talked was very mechanical and they're like, it could have been because of his autism too.
Sure.
Sure, 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 sure. So him and Linda would have been sailing right after. So it kind of like they built a timeline where he had gone to have dinner with his grandpa and then he went to his apartment and then he went to his mom's house. And they were like, okay, so maybe there's not time for him to have committed the murders.
I mean, how long does it take to pull a trigger?
But there's an
4 seconds.
Hour missing in that timetables.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So the two of them were, I don't know. It just, they were like, okay, maybe not. So they weren't cleared, but they were cleared, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
And yeah, he met Linda at 3 a.m. for them to go sailing. You have to go sailing really early in the morning. Okay. So, but yeah, there was an hour that was unaccounted for. And he's like, I got lost. I got off at the wrong exit. And then I went all the way up and then I had to turn around. So it took an hour and they were like, okay, maybe
yeah,
it was,
I mean,
like,
they don't have anyone to like,
yeah, it was like early in the morning. So the weird part was that Linda took a polygraph. And you're not able to use a polygraph like as evidence, but it's basically just to rule people out or, you know, kind of look into people more. And Linda didn't pass the polygraph.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And Nathan was the only one who didn't take the polygraph. Everyone else in the family took one. Nathan was like, no, I'm not going to. But Linda did pass. And people think maybe Linda was helping protect Nathan because they had such a bad relationship. Maybe she was trying to do something to help him. They don't know. Make amends, something.
Yeah.
But as I mentioned before, they had sent him to wilderness camp to curb his behavior when he was a teen. And some details that were after the camp, he basically got home and he had a mental breakdown. So they put him on a 5150 hold. Mm. And during this time, he needed to get help. But John kept going into the facility. Because sometimes during those holds, you need to just be away from everything.
Yeah.
But John kept going to the facility and getting him pizza and just talking to him and being like, you're fine. You're fine. Everyone's crazy.
Oh, okay.
You're fine. And Linda was like, you're fucking this up.
Yeah, you're not helping.
Like, you need to stop. Like, I get you want to coddle him, but like, he's a nightmare. You don't deal with him like I do. So mental illness did run in the family, but John was, you know, he's fine. And it was basically like he thought mental illness was a fake thing. And basically he told Linda he was going to cut her off if she didn't take Nathan out.
Oh.
And Linda was like, I don't even fucking care about the money. Yeah,
like I'm doing what's best for my child. He would
hold the money over their head for everything.
Oh.
Yeah. So she's like, I just want my son to be better. And he literally physically assaulted her. He like beat her up.
Oh my
God. For saying that. Yeah. So eventually Nathan was sent home and he continued to live in the camper. He refused to go in the house. And it just, their relationship was already really bad. So basically it just was worse. And at this point, Linda had changed her will to keep Nathan out of it. And I'm just kind of telling you where their relationship was with John when he was still alive. So she changed her will to leave him out of it. Basically, she's not leaving the house to him. She was leaving to her sisters or one of her nephews. That part didn't really make sense. And she had left him a little bit of money. He had gotten majority of his money, would be getting majority of his money from John. So about 6 months after, sorry, it is jumbled, I know, but I'm just telling you, like, him and John's relationship, like, he was not doing great. And John was like, oh, he's fine.
Yeah.
But John was also murdered. So doesn't really make sense. And like, the timeline doesn't really add up. So about 6 months after the murder of John, they had found a receipt for an assault rifle that Nathan had purchased out of state. This just happened to be a gun with ammunition that takes the same ammunition that killed John. It was purchased a month and a half before.
Oh no.
So it's basically like, what you need to know is John had money. John was murdered. And that's where we're at in the story.
He wasn't going to get money from his mom if she died.
He didn't know that. He had no idea.
Okay, so he didn't have any clue. Yeah. Okay.
So many people in the family were like, there's no way Nathan killed his grandpa. This isn't how he works. But Nathan's grandpa's attorney had a note from Nathan. This part is so important. That's why I'm telling you all this.
Okay.
He got a note from Nathan asking about who had to die, John or Linda, for Nathan to get more money.
Oh my God.
So that's weird as fuck. Why are you asking people? Yeah,
weird question, bro.
Yeah. So the strange part was that his grandpa was paying for everything already. He wasn't going without. So it's like, so if he were the one to kill John, for why? Like,
yeah.
What reason?
But, and if he killed John, because mm-hmm. John was the one who was going to give him the money anyways, why kill Linda then? You know?
Your guess is as good as mine. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. He didn't go without is essentially
he was taken care of.
Yeah, he was taken care of. He never went without. His grandpa would give him money for anything. But it wasn't actual evidence. The note was. It was just circumstantial evidence.
I mean, yeah.
They're like, oh, that's a weird question.
Weird question, but you can't not, like, it's not illegal to ask that.
It's not. No. So, but they're like, okay, this murder happened. We're trying to clear people. And his question is how he could get more money. Okay.
Ruh-roh.
Okay. Weird. So John's murder was never solved.
Really?
Yeah. It's a cold case.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
Uh-huh. You'll figure out a little bit more why.
Okay.
So back to Linda. So John's dead. That's just a weird part that people need to add in. Like, this wasn't out of the realm of possibility. He potentially killed his grandpa. Yeah. So that's why I was like, hold on, side note. Like, so he's already showed that he's not so squeaky clean.
Yeah, yeah.
So Linda's concerns were really relevant.
Oh.
So as mentioned above, people had told Linda that she shouldn't go on the boat with Nathan because even though he wasn't found guilty, he wasn't safe.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, other people are like, yeah, not a good idea.
Yeah, in the interviews, people are like, yeah, I told her not to go with Nathan, but she loves her son. I'm like, oh, yeah. So again, when they're questioning him about the sinking, they ask him about what was going on. He said he noticed the ship was sinking and it had taken about 2 feet of water in. And they were like, well, what did you ask your mom to do? And he's like, well, bring in the fishing hook, the net. like all the fishing equipment.
Okay.
And they're like, not put a life vest on or anything like about the lifeboat.
Safety measures at all.
And he's like, I didn't want her to panic, idiots. And they're like,
but she can see the 2 feet of water too.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
What?
That's what I'm telling you. Like, all of this stuff is just sense. Like, there's so many loose ends that you're like, what? And like, keep in mind, the police and Coast Guard know, like, yeah. all of this is so weird. And yeah. they're just, it's probably kind of entertaining almost at this point.
Like, what?
So there is an expert that works with the Coast Guard. He said the way he explained the boat sinking, it just didn't make sense. And that they're already suspicious of him because of what happened. But then he immediately turned around and tried to cash out an insurance on his boat.
Jesus Christ.
And if he didn't do that, he would have gotten away scot-free, because let me tell you some stuff.
Oh, wow.
So he did that less than a week after he was found. So 2 weeks after, like, the issue with Linda. Like, Linda was missing for 2 weeks at this point. So immediately he's like, well, I got to get the money for my boat.
Okay.
So the insurance was ready to pay off the boat. However, there was a witness that was like, he made some moderate, like, modifications to the boat before they left. And they're not going to pay off that if there's, like, modifications that were done. So there was a guy that was, like, sitting at the marina, and it was in the middle of the day. Nathan was, like, drilling holes in the boat.
What?
And the guy's like, what are you doing?
Why would you do that?
And he's like, oh, I'm trying to get, like, piping or something, like, something with the boat, like, to seal it. And the guy was like,
right.
Exactly. And the guy was like, you probably shouldn't do that, but it's not my boat. It's your boat, idiot. It's
not my problem.
Yeah. But the guy was like, that's really strange. He remembered that. That's how weird it was.
And yeah,
was
no, that's super weird.
Yeah. And he just said it didn't make sense. And why was he doing it in the middle of the day?
And, like, fully, like, through the boat.
Yeah, exactly. So
this is like a cartoon. Like, what are you doing?
When I was like, I paused it and I was like, he's probably doing it so people see him. And then the next scene, they're like, we think he did this because people would see him. I was like, yeah. Yay, I'm an investigator. So but yeah, middle of the day, and one guy was just like, that's weird, you shouldn't do that. And he's like, I know what I'm doing. And the guy's like, okay, not my boat, not my problem. So the insurance claim isn't paid.
Yeah.
However, because they do extensive, like, research, so they turn the information they have over to investigators.
Oh.
Like, we did an investigation on the boat. Do you want some of this information? And they're like, yeah, we do. Yeah,
we sure do.
Because they wanted that guy that's like, don't pay out the boat. Here's why. They were like, that's kind of weird. So the insurance claim was denied, and then they, like, gave it to the police. And the police sat on it for a little bit and did their own investigation. Then, 2022, 6 years later, he was arrested for the murder of his mom. And this was 6 years after, and they also added on the murder of John to the indictment.
Oh.
Kind of a quick movement. Okay. Kind of like slow nothing for a few years, and then bam.
Yeah, then what happened? Like, yeah. What's the evidence that they have?
And many of the family members were like, oh, we're so relieved that he did this for inheritance. Like, if you remember, he sent the letter to John's, lawyers, like, who has to die for me to have money?
Who should I kill first?
So we would go back to him on the lifeboat, and people argued that it was weird that there was no, that he had an emergency water source on him to convert water. They're like, why are you grabbing that? Where's your mom? All this stuff.
Yeah.
Nathan realized he was backed into a corner. They did ask an autistic guy, and an autistic guy was like, you know, I have water sources all over my boat because you never know when you're going to need it. So the guy's like, I don't think that part's really weird. Like, they asked an investigator, and the investigator's like, well, that's not really weird. He was just planning ahead. So he, at this point, knew he was backed into a corner. There was so much evidence against him. And in questioning, you can just see him become unable. They're like, well, your mom should have had a lifeboat on and all this stuff. And he's like, I don't want to answer more questions. So he went back to his jail cell and died by suicide.
Oh my God. What? How?
He shoestrings.
I thought they're supposed to take that shit.
I thought so too. But he, so they never found out any information about Linda.
What the hell?
And John, and they got so fucking close to it that I'm like, that's 6 years. But that's, and they didn't have any notes or anything. So this case is like crazy. You're like, they're going to catch this guy. And then
he just,
he was absolved after he died. They decided that John's murder was a cold case and Linda's was just closed case. They just closed it.
Wow.
It's a twisty, turny case and it's all over the place. But I was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was, I don't know what it is with me and these sailing stories lately, but I just will tell you about sailing stories all day long because I told that one recently about that couple.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I thought that was like a really, it's just like you hear this case and it's just like, oh, like what happens when the person who definitely did this dies? Yeah. I've always wondered that.
The questions are just unanswered. Yeah.
It's always been something I've wondered, like if the person who's doing this, like that happens, like. Everyone said they felt a little bit of peace because, like, he can't hurt anyone else. But they're like, but our sister didn't get any justice, nor did our dad. So, and he did it all for inheritance.
Yikes.
But he was also pretty pissed off when he found out that he didn't get the house and it went to somebody else. But he had gotten enough money from, like, he wasn't not going to have money. But, yeah, he basically did this just for inheritance.
That's insane. Wow.
Yeah. Your face was amazing during this. You're like, Kim, you're not elaborating. I'm like, because I'm at the same point you are.
Oh my God. That's, yeah. That sucks.
Yeah. So that's the story of Nathan Carman. It's a crazy story and it's really upsetting.
What's the documentary?
It's called The Carman Family Murders.
Oh, okay.
And they talk a lot about John's, because you're like, because you're like listening to this one about Linda and you're like, that's so sad. And then they're like, about his grandpa. And I'm like, fuck his grandpa. And then I'm like, wait a minute.
Wait, what?
What? And then you find out that and you're like, well, the assault rifle that he had bought right before. How is that not?
I mean, come on.
Not to be funny. It's not a smoking gun. Why not? So.
Yeah. I know. That's crazy, dude.
Yeah. So it's the story of Nathan Carman and the Carman family murders and what happens when somebody does die by suicide in jail. So it looked, the areas they were sailing looked amazing though. Like it looked so pretty and I'm sure it was cool. I don't go sailing very often.
Yeah. I don't sail. Wow. Okay. Well, we'll post pictures, on our Instagram at Mysterious Mavens Pod.
And if you have any self-care tips, want to say hi, want to help us make t-shirts, anything, just email us at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com. We also are on Facebook and TikTok and
all, be more all active socials, on that. Yeah. Pretty much.
Except for
you can
threads.
Find us.
Yeah. Find us. Search us.
Yeah. Until next time.
Self-care for yourself.
All right.
Bye. Bye.